You're listening to FCUM Radio, radio for FC United of Manchester, and this is a special This Club Is My Club. I'm Ben Hughes, and welcome to this week's show.
FCUM Radio, FC Music United.
FC United now need to win this. That's it! We've done it! In controversial style, it has to be said, but FC United of Manchester have won by 3-2 in the most dramatic of ever. I was going to take a second because...
Well, I was confident predicting at half-time that they beat us 5-1.
We have just won that game, haven't we?
We have just won that game.
Unbelievable, mate. Absolutely. I didn't think it was going to happen. I thought, well, you know, 12, 14 minutes to go. They got the equaliser. I thought, well, really, it's a question of hanging on here. But they had other ideas. They just decided that they were going to press. And we looked like the team that wanted to win it.
Little did I realise 5 years ago when we started this that A, we'd be live on TV, live with our own radio station, and actually beating a Football League side on their own ground in the beginning of November in the FA Cup.
Remember the 5th of November for Cottrell, Norton and Platt. A gem of an eve I dare to remember, not for treason, but for class. The roaring Red Army provided the noise, shaking John Champion's seat. The red smoke lingered in the night before we knew if it was trick or treat. Spotland was rocking, the players were out in the cold. 90 minutes to become heroes. All we hoped for was just an away goal. And soon it came in the first 45 as Nicky took it on his toe, advancing into the penalty box from a through ball by Jerome. He takes a peek and settles himself and decides which way to go, a finish that anyone would have been proud of. Nicky Platt, an FC hero. Just 5 minutes into the second half and United are looking strong. Fantastic build-up play on the deck, no hoofing it long. Excellent work from Norton and Jerome results in a cross from the left. The legendary Ben Deegan is the target, but it rolls just past his leg. He turns and composes and passes in kind to midfielder Mr. Cottrell, who has one thing in mind. It flies and it glides and it smashes into the goal. Jake Cottrell, an FC hero. And then thoughts turned to hanging on as the Dale looked to heading. Two goals from two set pieces for Messrs. Dawson and Elding. But then the unthinkable happened as time ticked away. Michael Norton had one last trick to make it United's day. Again, Jerome was on the ball who hadn't tired all match. He pushed a ball down the left wing for Mr. Norton to catch. The keeper came out quickly and we thought that it was done. But even though the ball looked lost, no one accounted for Norton. The keeper claimed two hands were on the ball, but the United man didn't know. The ball wriggled and squeezed its way through and popped out in front of goal. All that was left for Michael to do was prod it with his big toe. The goal is given, it's 3-2. Mike Norton, an FC hero. So a toast, if you will, to Carlos, Ben and Jerome, to Scott McManus and Sam Ashton, to Battersby and Munro, not to mention Lee Neville and Captain Kyle, to Platt, Cottrell and Norton, all doing it in style. I'll always remember the 5th of November for coming together and doing it our way, for showing the world that fan ownership works, every dog can have its day. We're for the fans and by the fans, and if we had a point, it's been proved. For moments of magic and footballing serenity, we shall not be moved.
They want to take it short to Rochdale, but FC United's Nicky Platt's making sure that doesn't happen. There's a slip there, and FC United's... McManus wins the header, touched by Deegan, this is a good one. Jerome Wright, good ball to Norton, and Norton holds it, back to good Jerome ball. Wright. Jerome's got Rocker on the right hand side.
Play ball, Nicky Platt!
Goal!
Yes!
Goal!
Yes!
Nicky Platt has popped the ball into the back of the net, and on 41 minutes, FC United go into the lead against Rochdale. There's fans on the pitch, they should get off it, to be honest, but Nicky Platt, what a finish! Cool as a cucumber, personified. Can you believe it? Fans on the pitch, they will be off shortly. We're a good bunch like that. We'll run on and run off. Goodness gracious.
What a ball from Jerome. Absolutely spot on. And a fabulous run from Nicky Platt.
And we can see the replay.
Where's the, oh, we're not in a position to see the replay. Right, off the pitch now, lads. Off the pitch. It's a bit foggy over that left-hand side as Deegan.
Oh, great touch,
it down
Ben.
Well
great touch,
heart.
Well played.
Superb, Ben Deegan. And then Jerome Wright plays the ball in.
Ooh,
to Norton.
Good ball.
Norton now. He's got Deegan. Deegan's onside. He's got Dickie Platt up there. He cuts inside. Gets superb.
Oh,
goes right away. Goes the other way. Plays it behind. Oh, he's behind him. First time shot comes in. Jake Cottrell with a screamer!
I don't believe it!
An absolute rocket from Cottrell! Absolutely slammed it into the top corner from 30 yards!
No
what words. A dream goal!
No words can describe that goal! He's hit it from 35 yards! I'm going to try! 35 yards after some superb work from FC United! And if you're watching this on the TV and you're listening to us, you'll just see how, what a quality strike! World class! A goal fit to grace any game of football anywhere in the world.
And that's not biased. That
and
is Jake absolutely spot
Cottrell
on.
Has just unleashed a beast.
An absolute screamer there from Jake. Fantastic attack, it has to be said. We cut him to pieces there, didn't we?
Oh, goodness me.
From Jerome Wright. Michael Norton breaking clear now, but his legs have gone. Jerome Wright up on the halfway line.
Down the far side, son. Don't try and win it. Let's just get over there.
Great ball, Norton. Oh, just bit. Norton still got a chance.
Yes! Yes!
Yes! The referee is being surrounded. And Norton took the ball out of the feet of the arms of the goalkeeper. Controversy here, to be honest. We didn't see what happened. And FC United of Manchester, there's players on the fans on the pitch. And look like they might have snatched it in the last second. I don't know what happened there.
Well, the defender was trying to shield it back to the keeper. The keeper came out, but he didn't get his hands to it cleanly.
Well,
Norton's robbed him and rolled into the empty net.
We don't have a replay, so we don't know. Ben, go and have a look on the big screen there behind us, mate.
So we're in the dying seconds of this match, and history is in the making.
Well, we've played 94 minutes and 41 seconds. Mike Norton, I don't know, I mean, did he?
Carl Munro's not got back yet. Rochdale right. Have kicked off. Oh, unlucky. Oh, good foot there, Reds.
FC United now need to win this. That's it! We've done it! In controversial style, it has to be said. But FC United and Manchester have won by 3-2 in the most dramatic of ever. I was going to take a second because...
Well, I was confident predicting at half-time that they beat us 5-1.
We have just won that game, haven't we?
We have.
Hello and welcome everyone to this last in the present series of special one-off pre-season editions of This Club Is My Club, pre-recorded live here at Broadhurst Park, the home of FC United of Manchester, who today are hosting Rochdale in this momentous and arguably one of the best pre-season friendlies I think we've ever had. But we'll wait and see. Coming up very shortly, we're going to be hearing from the FC Live team with their highlights from Saturday's match between Rochdale and FC United of Manchester. But before that, just to touch upon the midweek game at Mosley at Seal Park, where it finished FC United of Manchester, the visitors, 4, the home team Mosley 0. And I spoke to Carl Marderson about that match and his thoughts going into this friendly against Rochdale.
Thank you, Carl, for joining us before this very exciting match today. A gem of a friendly, I think. It must take you back a number of years, maybe even...
Yeah, it's,
by 6 years.
Yeah, it's, you know, in our short existence, it's probably one of the most famous nights that we've enjoyed amongst many. It's great that Rochdale have agreed to come along and bring the first team and players in, you know, what's penultimate friendly before the start of the season, so it should be a really good test.
Speaking of friendlies, obviously there was the match on Tuesday at Seal Park against Mosley. Very impressive performance. Were you happy with that one?
Yeah, definitely. I think the football that we played was different class, and that's something we try to breed and, you know, try and make it part of a staple day. There are going to be off days when we're not able to do that, but that's the kind of football we want to play, and let's see whether we can do that against obviously a much stronger opposition today.
And it was a very strong team you put out on Tuesday, and there was a couple of trialists as well, Jason Gilchrist and Nathan Lowe, and obviously both were very impressive.
Yeah, not bad debuts, to be fair. You know, we scored four goals and they scored all four between them. You know, obviously very good players. You don't play at the levels that they played at. You know, they probably find themselves now a little bit. Not so much in the wilderness, but it's a different ball game when you've been released from a pro club and you've got to drop into the non-league ranks. You know, that's something that we're the buffer for, as most non-league clubs are, and you know, hopefully we can give them a bit of a stage to perform on.
And we've had a few players who over the years who've fallen through that net, and we picked them up. It's that's what non-league's about, isn't it? It's about taking these players, like, for example, I know he gets mentioned all the time, but like Jamie Vardy, and showing that there is potential in these players.
Yeah, of course. You know, there's lots of, it's the old saying, isn't it? Football's about opinions, and sometimes someone's opinion is to the detriment of a player, and then, you know, they just need a bit of confidence, whatever it is, whatever the missing ingredients is for them to go and perform, and hopefully we can do that.
And one last question. Obviously, next week is the proper season kickoff, and we've had these trialists come in and unattached players and that kind of thing. Has there been any proper confirmed signings yet, or are you still keeping your cards close to your chest?
Keeping them close to my chest.
Based on today and Tuesday.
Yeah, we'll have a look at today. It's dead easy to make knee-jerk reactions and sign people and stuff, and then if it doesn't work out, you know, it ends up to be a bit of a pain in the neck, really, for both parties. You know, for us as a club, and then for the player themselves. So We'll look to be as certain as we can be when we're recruiting on the way that we have done this year, by giving people the opportunities to perform, and then if they're up to the required standard, then obviously we can offer them the pitiful amounts that we're able to pay. Let's hope that they have such a great kind of experience playing for FC United, obviously in front of the supporters, and it's something that we can build on.
Well, thanks, Karen. Good luck today.
Cheers, Ben.
You're listening to This Club Is My Club here on FCUM Radio, and very shortly we're going to be hearing how the first team got on in their match against Rochdale from Saturday afternoon. But before that, just a quick mention for the league campaign. It all kicks off next Saturday away at Chorley. Then it's AFC Telford United on a week Tuesday at Broadhurst Park. And then there's that big match on Friday the 12th against Stockport County. The matches are coming thick and fast in August, and some of them are going to need membership and season ticket forms. So before kickoff on Saturday, I spoke to Michael Holdsworth, a volunteer who mans the membership stall on a match day.
We're now joined by one of the most important people at FC United. Not that we're living in a hierarchical structure like that, but this guy is really important. It's Michael Holdsworth, member of the admin team. And on match days, what do you do on a match day, Michael?
I work on the membership stall on a match day. We do membership renewals and new members and season tickets at the start of the season as well. Tickets for club events, general information, things like that.
But I'd imagine nowadays, in this early start of the season, this is a really important part of the club, getting the memberships done and dusted, and getting season ticket sales done and dusted as well. Expecting a lot of traffic today?
If last week's anything to go by, yes. I mean, obviously, we're a little bit quiet at the minute, but turnstiles, we've just opened. But yeah, we did quite well last week, took quite a few, so I'm expecting it to be fairly busy again today. Probably going to be a bigger crowd than last week, I hope. So I think we'll get a few more as well.
And obviously when the league season starts as well, you're going to be running the stall in as well, we should say. And just for people who don't know where the stall is, it couldn't be more convenient.
Exactly, we're always open at every home game throughout the season, and we are located underneath the unfinished section of the main stand, in between the St Mary's Road end and the main stand.
And obviously you work for the community team as well. Is there any community things happening? I mean, there's the North Manchester Games next week, I believe.
See, the funny thing is that I don't actually work as much on the community side of things anymore.
Well, it was a good question, though, wasn't it? Do you impress
it
that?
Was, yeah.
I got that on the back of my mind. Did you like that?
Well, yeah, again, 10 out of 10 for effort, Ben, yeah. The North Manchester Games are coming up, yes. I think it is next week. But I've been concentrating mainly on office stuff these days. With Mr. England retiring and other things happening, there's been a bit of a hole, so I've had to step in and take on more office related.
How's the office been in this month? Because this is the business end of the season, very much for the office. This is when, you know, most supporters are coming back from the summer holidays, and some people are actually on their summer holidays still. And when it comes to the office, it must be bedlam in July.
Yes, it has been. Actually, generally through the year, we've got a good team of trusted volunteers that come in and help us out one or two days a week. And we've had the problem where they've all been on holiday the last few weeks. So normally, whereas we'd have extra cover on the front desk and other things, we haven't had. So between that, renewals going on, we've had Stockport tickets on sale and everything else, it has been absolute bedlam. I'm having to work on Sunday as well this week to actually try and catch up with stuff. I'm not the only one either. You know, I know Christine's going to be working a bit as well this weekend.
But everything is slowly falling into place, and obviously once we get Stockport and there's going to be more fixtures like that, though, isn't there?
Yeah.
It's going to be.
So
the message is really, if you want to get yourself in the hat for these tickets, as it were, then you're going to have to become a member.
Yeah, join up as soon as you can. Now, if you really want to be guaranteed a ticket for Stockport at home, get a season ticket. Yeah, just get in as soon as possible. I believe the cut-off for the next round of Stockport, and also for people to be season ticket holders and members for the Salford game, is 1 o'clock on Monday.
Right, so there you go. So head to the FC office or ring them on the phone.
Yeah.
Or drop you an email just saying, checks in the post, that kind of thing.
Yeah, something like that, yeah. Buy it online through the club shop.
Yeah,
That's a better message.
Yeah, don't
buy it online.
Yeah.
we don't mind checks so much, but you know, like, online's better than ringing us up. So if you can do it online, please do it online.
Michael, thanks for coming on this week, and thanks for all your efforts, and good luck in the coming weeks.
No problem, Ben. Cheers, mate.
So welcome everybody to Broadhurst Park. I've come here dressed for summer. I've got no coat. And I'm freezing, Paul. But
the permanent optimist. you turned up at Blythe in a t-shirt once, didn't you? Limousine, remember?
Oh, I remember that. Oh, that was cold, wasn't it?
That was serious cold.
That was November, yes. Yeah. So welcome to this pre-season friendly edition of the show. And it's arguably one of the best pre-season friendlies we've had for a while, if you exclude all the Euro aways and North America aways. Rochdale. It's just got that romantic notion, hasn't it, Paul?
Yeah, I mean, 6 years ago at Spotland, I wasn't actually doing radio commentary that night. I was on the terraces, and I remember the place was absolutely rocking. It was vibrating, the terracing, and the smoke flares and the noise and everything. It was absolutely tremendous. And I remember that day, we didn't expect to win. We just thought we'd enjoy the occasion. It was a big FA Cup tie, the biggest game in our history. And lo and behold, we upset the apple cart with a late goal. I mean, remarkable. I remember, with seconds left, we were saying, keep the ball, just keep it, run it into the corner, not look for a goal, just keep it, you know.
And it's nice of Rochdale to be reacquainted, but it wasn't the best of nights for Rochdale. Let's remember, we weren't the national North team we are today, Paul.
It was I mean, a humbling defeat for them on the night, but they took it very well.
They did. And it's nice for them to come in today, and there's a good turnout from the away team. Obviously, they've not travelled very far.
Not really. It's not that far, is it?
No. Just the other side of Middleton.
Here they are.
And the FC United fans here as well. We should say as well that today's game has got the air of after a turbulent
conciliation.
Yes, after a turbulent 12 months, everyone's coming back together again. And last night we did Of Course You Can, Malcolm. Oh, Malcolm, Of Course You Can. And that will be airing, a recording of that will be airing at 5 o'clock today on FC Live. But there'll also be a podcast available on FCM Radio 2. It was a cracking evening. And we should say today's match is sponsored by the Solis One Forum. And
don't the programme.
The programme, well, we can now, that's the beautiful thing. And the programme is sponsored by Red Issue. So there's an air of getting this show back on the road. And speaking of getting this show back on the road, the football, Paul. And obviously there was the 4-0 Mosley result. Me and thee weren't at that game, but Jason Gilchrist and Nathan Lowe were. Both trainees, trialists come to us from Burnley's youth academy set up, and quite interesting debuts from them.
One of the busload of Burnley prospects that seem to have emerged in the last few weeks. I think I still think there's a busload that's been dropped off, but to be fair, we've seen some very good quality young players in the last week or two, haven't we?
Exactly. I interviewed Margie pre-match, and I asked the question, are you keeping your cards close to your chest with regards to signings? I'm expecting news on that maybe after this game, and certainly for the Trafford coverage that we do on Tuesday. We'll definitely have a flavour of who's going to be.
You will be bringing for information.
Yeah, I mean, because we're getting to the stage now where, you know, we've got Harry Pratt, we've got Jason Gilchrist, we've got Kieran Glynn. These are players who've all impressed in pre-season, and it'll be good to know, obviously, they've impressed against Mosley, and no disrespect to Mosley, but the two divisions down.
Yeah.
It'd be interesting to know if they are going to make an impact in the first team this season.
Yeah, I mean, we've got the first real game next Saturday at Chorley, and we kind of have to have an established squad, and we need to know who's going to be in the shakers and movers, aren't we? I mean, it's getting to that stage now.
But Lowe and hat-trick hero from Tuesday night, Gilchrist, are both starting today. Ashley Frith is in net, and he's a former City and Blackburn Rovers youth team academy prospect who's also played at Hyde and Glossop North End. He's in goal today. It'll be interesting to see, because we've seen Basso, and he's very good. So
we already know how good Basso is.
Yeah,
no hurries there.
And
Luke Ashworth is back, which is nice to see.
Absolutely. And we should say congratulations to Luke Ashworth. It was revealed at last week's awards due, he is indeed FCM Radio's player of the season for last season.
Yep.
So congratulations
to him. And not just for playing most of the games.
No, exactly. We covered that last week on the podcast. That definitely was not the main reason. But we've got FC United against Rochdale. Full coverage coming up shortly. We've got a commentary from James Quinn, myself and Paul. And we should also mention the Trafford match. That's going to be taking place on Tuesday, and we're going to be covering it live from Shoreview. But it's now time to hand over to our expert commentary team for this afternoon's match, FC United against Rochdale, constructedcoding.com and the Armchair Army here on FCUM Radio. It's now time to bring back after his... Where have you been?
I've been...
world cruising, around the world doing cruise ship tours and
Wimbledon, etc.
Yeah, definitely. James Quinn, hello, welcome back.
Yeah, thank you very much, Ben, and thank you, Paul, for teeing us up, and, interesting atmosphere. It's a sort of a throwback, this fixture, to that amazing night in November 2010 when FC United knocked Rochdale out of the FA Cup dramatically with that injury time winner from Michael Norton. But very much important for both sides now as they get ready for the serious business of league and cup football. Rochdale will start with a League Cup fixture a week on Tuesday. FC United will start their league programme at Chorley a week today. The number three there, Chris Chantler, and it's a throw in to Rochdale, just on the corner flag there. Rafferty prepares to take, threads it through nicely. Number 28, and it's sent in the net, it goes, and Odolusi, simple as that. Cross came over, and it was all a bit too simple there for the new man from Wigan. Just nobody close enough to him, Paul.
No, we're a bit asleep on the throw-in, I think, initially, and the cross came in, and I know it's pre-season rustiness, some of it. Ashworth and Eckersley weren't alive to the danger, and he just nipped in.
Now Camps there, spreads it out nicely to Rafferty down by the corner flag for Rochdale. Looking to add to this 1-0 lead, otherwise just Morley now will cross it. In it comes, important header from Ashworth. Camps on the half volley, blocked by Sheridan, and Tanza with a shot, which goes in. It's 2-0.
So half time here at Broadhurst Park, FC United of Manchester 0, Rochdale 2. I know what we said during that half about, well, Rochdale are the professional team and that kind of thing, and they're a bit further into their pre-season perhaps, but it is still a makeshift Rochdale side. It's not fully first team.
It's not their first selection by any means, is it?
And you mentioned Chesterfield.
Yeah.
I do have to say, I think you bob on with that. There is an air of a Chesterfield situation where we're just not quite up to it at all.
Yeah, I mean, even the colours are the same, really. It's just that, it's very easy to say men against boys. From our point of view, if you take away the opposition, it's a friendly, which is fine, so it's preparation, it's not the real thing. But I think you have certain things that you expect or hope for when you're watching a friendly with FC, don't you? You're looking for some enthusiasm, you're looking for some motivation, you're looking for some players to force their way into the team, or into the reckoning at least. you're looking for a bit of cohesion perhaps in certain positions. You're looking for good organisation, you know, good awareness. We've been a bit lacking in that first half. I think it's pretty safe to say. We've not really matched the standards that Margie would say he's expecting.
And to be fair to FC, Rochdale up front are very lively, very fast. There's lots of dummies going on, lots of Phil Neville stepovers. There's all kinds of quick movement going on. And that can be hard. And Ashworth has obviously, he missed last week's pre-season game against Hereford. Eccleslie's playing centre-back with him. Obviously, Eccleslie against Hereford played with Scott Kay, so it's a new duo at the back. They've got a debutant goalkeeper in Ashley Frith behind them. It's bound to be a bit.
There are circumstances mixed at the back, isn't it? I mean, I think they've cut us open a little bit too easily at times, and it's partly down to we were talking about pre-season rustiness. What we're really looking at is in 7 days' time, when the real stuff starts at Chorley, are we going to be ready? Because Chorley have had an impressive pre-season by all accounts. Mm-hmm.
And obviously we know, even though Chorley finished mid-table-ish last season, I would certainly put them in the list of, oh, that's going to be hard, along with 20 other fixtures next season.
Well, they gave us a good scene to early in the season, last season.
I remember
they?
That game, that was a great evening.
Yeah, and we're hoping, obviously, I mean, that team, the team we played at Chorley last season was our title-winning team, basically, wasn't it? Which has gone to some extent now, and we'll, with our preparation for this season starting in January, with our wholesale changes, we're looking for a better start, aren't we?
Now, you mentioned you want some excitement and that kind of thing. Jason Gilchrist up front today obviously made his debut against Moslem and scored a hat trick on Tuesday. There's glimpses here, isn't there? It was obviously going to be a tough afternoon for him anyway, playing up front on his own against Rochdale.
Big step up from Mosley to Rochdale.
But he's had two good chances, and to be fair, they're chances out of nothing. And one of them was a header, which just went narrowly wide. And the other one was a step over dummy he did, and a 1-2 with Thompson, and he drilled it with his left foot, which the goalkeeper saved. But he's looking lively, isn't he, Gilchrist? And looks quite good.
I like the shot he fired in with his left foot. Really, he did trouble the keeper. It's very difficult. I mean, we had last week we had Harry Platt playing up front as a trialist as well, and it's a big ask to come into a team and lead the line, isn't it? It really is a when you're up against big defenders.
So we've got full second half coverage coming up very, very shortly. But just to touch on the women's team for a second. FC United last week played Fylde Ladies and won 4-0.
Yeah.
The fixtures have been announced for the season proper, which starts on the 4th of September at home to Warrington. That said, FC United women's team play in the FA Women's Cup for the first time, and I think the draw is scheduled for that weekend. And because it's the FA Women's Cup, the match will be played in this main stadium, if it's a home draw, of course. So we'll wait and see.
The problem with the women's team is the fixtures are always subject to severe change.
But we're going to give it a go. but as we said, Fylde Ladies was the result last week. And if you're listening to the podcast edition of this, Neil Boo caught up with Lee Sutton after that match.
Okay, I'm here with Lee Sutton, women's team's manager. Nice little workout there. They pushed us a bit harder in the second half, but a comfortable 4-0 win, I thought.
Yeah, it was a good game, to be honest. Every player obviously knows at the moment that they're all fighting for the position, so they're all working hard. They're doing exactly what we need them to do. So there's a couple of new formations and new players slotting in, so things are a little bit tense in some areas, but a brilliant first half and it's a better second half, so it was even better.
A few players coming back from the first season, Liv and Amy not here today, but... It's nice that they like the setup and they want to come back.
Yeah, it's the good thing. We always get sort of like good feedback from players obviously that have been here, and also all the people that play us. We've had a lot of good feedback from last season and the games up to now. So we must be doing something right from wanting to come back just after 3 years.
All right, so the big question, do we get promoted this season?
That's what we're aiming for. We've got a lot of games. We've got 12 teams in our league, so obviously that gives us 22 games. So we've got that. We've got the Manchester County Cup. We've got the League Cup.
We've got the FA as well.
We've got the FA
this time round, haven't we?
So there's a lot of games, and this is why we sort of looked at the big squad. But to be honest, even though we've got the big squad, every single player knows that they're fighting for their place every single week. So it's good. Obviously, it keeps the girls on the toes, keeps them ready for when we do select them. So it's I've got a good feeling, to be honest, about this season. We're in a far better position than we was last season. So it's looking good so far.
Yeah, it seems to be confident out there. We've still got the crowds following us, so everything's looking quite rosy. Let's hope it continues that like that through pre-season and when the season starts.
Yeah, we've had a lot of extra people come down, watch the games, and a lot of people making good comments that you know that it is good football, basically, and that's what we aim to do, you know, play the game, hopefully come away with the 3 points, but provide people with watching a good game, and I think really if we can do that week in week out, then we'll just get more and more people watching and hopefully supporting us.
It's certainly entertaining. Let's hope it continues like that as we progress. Thanks very much.
Magic of radio, that, Paul. You see that?
Well, that's it.
Yep, so there you go. So the women's team, they play Burton Albion Ladies on Sunday at Broadhurst Park, the 31st of July, 2 o'clock kickoff at Broadhurst. So if you're in the North Manchester area, head over to Broadhurst Park on Sunday afternoon.
And you're certainly guaranteed entertainment with the women's
Absolutely.
Team.
Absolutely. And the signings are coming quick and fast. Have a look at the FC United of Manchester Women's Team Twitter feed, FC United Women. On Twitter. So Paul, your hopes and dreams and aspirations for the second half?
I think we've outlined the three substitutes that we think are going to be involved in the second half. Kieran Glynn, it will be interesting to see if he can shine again. James, I'm not sure, has seen Kieran yet, so it'll be an experience for him.
It will be an experience, yeah.
Certainly,
he's very good.
Certainly a player with great potential, we think, for his age, and the fact that he's, you know, I'm not saying he's come from nowhere, but this is a great opportunity for him.
With Dale Johnson coming on, would you be tempted, and we say this every time with Dale Johnson,
two up front,
would you be tempted to just try and see if Gilchrist and Dale Johnson get on with a house on fire?
I would give them at least, say, 15, 20 minutes and say, go on then.
You imagine that step over Gilchrist did, that dummy he did, Dale Johnson behind him, holding that ball up. It worked, wouldn't it?
Well, I would say give it a bit of time. If it doesn't work, you can always take one off and change it again, can't you?
Yeah. So we wait and see for the second half. The teams are going to be coming out very, very shortly. We should say, just while we've got your attention, dear listener, that we've got a Cush Can Malcolm, of course you can, special at 5 o'clock today after FC Live. That was recorded last night at Broadhurst Park. We've got some talks from Selena Todd of The Guardian and the Hummingbird Project, and poetry from the Angry Bear. And James, you heard the Angry Bear poetry on the way here.
Yeah, it's really excellent.
It was. It was really. It's really funny, really good. So that's 5 o'clock today here on FCUM Radio. And if you if you're not able to tune in live to the broadcast, there'll be a podcast out later as well.
It's proper 24-carat Manc poetry, and it's proper 24-carat Manc United away.
And I'll be honest, when he came out wearing his Category C balaclava, which he did, I was a bit perturbed. But then it quickly faded, that nervousness, when he started.
The word maivo.
It was good. It was very good. So the teams are now out. We should say also that FC Live will be coming your way on Tuesday night from Shoreview as Trafford take on FC United. And it'll be interesting to know what team he plays for that one.
Yeah, there's some ex-FC faces lingering around Trafford these days, so it could be a very interesting evening.
Would you think on that game he will play the team that he thinks will play against Chorley?
I doubt it.
Surely and there's a bit of rhyming going on here, but
surely
that's what you would do, wouldn't you? Those players have got to play together once, haven't they?
Wouldn't you think, though, it's last chance saloon for a lot of trialists who we've had? And that's going to be the game that basically...
I mean, I don't think there's going to be many changes from the team that finished last season, to be honest, to start this season. But that's just my feeling.
That's just your feeling, Paul. But that's... it's never just... When you say something like that, it strikes a chord.
I think there might be some interesting people on the bench in future weeks.
Absolutely. So this is FC Live, constructedcoding.com, Armchair Army, Twitter at FCUM Radio, station at fcumradio.co.uk. Here's the second half with James Quinn.
Camps. Low shot, and it bounces out and a goal straight away for the number 27.
Andy Cannon.
And Cannon, well, couldn't believe his luck there. They just caught him completely by surprise. There it was, and Firth just couldn't get hold of it. Too much on them. Didn't spread the rebound out to the right, and Cannon has put the ball straight in the net. First touch, 3-0 Rochdale. We're at 45 minutes. There it goes, and so that's the end of a very authoritative performance from Rochdale. It's a final score here of FC United Manchester 0, Rochdale 3, and two goals in the first half. But really just moments really from time to time. In the second half, FC United started off well, but Rochdale soon got a grip of the game again. Impressive showings from their front pair for the first hour until the replacements came on, and when those substitutions were made immediately afterwards, that's when the third goal came. A quick free kick parried away unconvincingly by Dylan Forth, and substitute Andy Cannon got on the rebound, and it was 3-0. Good looking performance at the back from Scott Kay. But anyone else impress you, Paul?
No, it's been a difficult afternoon, really. I think it's been like a version of Pokemon Go, this, for FC this afternoon.
Paul, what is Pokemon Go?
Ah, well, there you go. I think when we've had the ball, it's been very hard to keep possession, and we've chased the ball for most of 90 minutes, which is what you'd expect against a League One side.
Yeah. And were you happy with the level of apparent appetite in the team? Let me look at it to you.
I'd expect a bit more, to be honest, but you know, you kind of, I mean, the proof of the pudding really is Victory Park next Saturday, isn't it?
Mm-hmm. And going into Victory Park on Saturday, obviously we've got the Tuesday match at Trafford, and I think you asked the question earlier, James, what kind of team would you play that pre-season friendly? There was a few players who've been on the periphery of pre-season, who've come in, who've looked quite good, but starting 11 against Charlotte, I think a few of them, it might be a bit of last chance saloon on Tuesday against Trafford, and should I pick out names?
I see a lot of candidates for the substitutes bench perhaps, but not for starting roles.
Let's go with those then. Kieran Glynn, definite leffers.
I'd have him on the bench.
We're looking at players who are going to make an impact on the periphery of the first team perhaps, and Kieran Glynn is certainly that. Gilchrist, we didn't see him against Mosley, but he's got a hat-trick against Mosley, and he's had a decent first half. In a first half where Rochdale have been dominant, he's created two good chances.
Yeah. I think presumably the likes of Madeley will be back in the fray. I mean, who would we say is in definitely, as definite as anything can be?
Carnell in goal.
Yeah.
Presumably Tongan Chandler.
Yeah.
And then you've got Ashworth and presumably Eckersley. Scott Kay in midfield, perhaps.
No sign of strengthening in the centre-back position from what we've seen pre-season.
We haven't seen anyone, have we?
I don't think we've got anybody that's emerged to kind of threaten.
Only Scott Kay, I'd suggest, is a very good candidate for a centre-half spot. Because ordinarily, last season, he was playing central midfield, wasn't he?
Yeah.
But his performance in his second half today and his performance against Hereford, where we called him man of the match, certainly Kay, as centre-back, is one to watch. When it comes to full-backs, Chandler and Tong have done very well over pre-season.
Yeah.
We've obviously got Williams in. I've just got to say as well, Frost, who's not playing today, has played left wing-back. He played left wing-back at Winterfell, and he played left-back a couple of weeks ago. And he's not overall at left back, despite the fact he started against Real as a left winger. Speaking to Marge, he reckons he's a better candidate for left back. So there's a left back there, perhaps.
Yeah.
I think
and Williams, of course.
I think Sheridan will be a shoe in the midfield.
Yeah.
Then you've got Harry Winter.
George Thompson.
Thompson.
Well, that
and you've got Brown in competition, so you know there are one or two question marks in the midfield. Maybe
is Greaves? Is he more of an impact player now, no, or is he in? Do you think
Greaves has been prolific?
He's been scoring goals in pre-season. Obviously, he scored those two goals abroad at Winterfell. Yeah, obviously, and. That's an interesting one when it comes to strikers. Dale Johnson, we don't think is going to play as many games just because of work life. Yeah. We don't think he's going to play as many games as FC or he would ordinarily like. That does leave the way open for Tom Greaves to feature more, but also this Gilchrist and Pratt to feature more as well. And I think Gilchrist and Pratt certainly have deserved perhaps to get a signature this season.
Yeah, Greg Daniels has gone, so there's definitely room there for an impact striker to come on and change the game. There's been a lot of fringe players in the friendlies that have kind of shone briefly, but not really done enough.
And
maybe.
I think those players they have to shine one more time for Trafford, I think, just to confirm it. So there's a couple of players we've not mentioned. Walwyn.
Yes, Walwyn. Walwyn has made a. Made his usual cameo appearance during the summer.
We saw Wolf today. We did see him play against West Didsbury and Charlton as well. Yeah. Wolf is just Wolfie.
He was excused last Saturday because it was his birthday, I think.
Mm-hmm. Oh, happy birthday!
There you go.
Lovely. But that's pretty much it, isn't it?
Yeah.
Surprised?
Yeah. I don't think there's going to be any shock kind of emerging signing in the next week, but you never know.
Surprised, though?
No. What the level of the performance today, or the
just the level of going into? Remember that the next time we're here, we're commentating on Saturday, it's the league proper.
Yeah,
Charlie away next week.
I mean, I don't know. Obviously, it's partly about Rochdale's professionalism, the way they kept the ball, but it felt to me, certainly in the first half, it felt very low key, and particularly the marking of their front two. It really did change after the first half. You could see that Eckersley and Ashworth were pressing them much more closely. But you can't take 45 minutes to realise you've got to mark the centre forwards closely, I would suggest.
Yeah, so on paper, this friendly today against Rochdale, it was a landmark friendly. The club's made use of this friendly. The match has been sponsored by the Soldiers One Forum. The programme's sponsored by Red Issue. Mm-hmm. We've had Coach Cam Malcolm yesterday. It's all about bringing the club back together again. So in that regard, it's been a very useful fixture. But on the pitch, not so much. Is that what we're saying?
I think so. I mean, you know, you have to give credit to... I mean, it was the way they were so patient. They were happy to keep the ball, and then make a run, you know. And I don't know how much FC could have done. It felt at times their pressing was much more on the money than FC's pressing.
Well, podcast listeners, coming up next is an interview with Carl Marginson after this match.
Well, thanks for joining us, Carl, after that one. 3-0, obviously. Not the best of results, but was it useful as a
definitely. You know, when you're playing against full-time pros, you can see where we're probably lacking a little bit because they expose them areas. So that's the lesson that'll be learned from today. But you know, some of the football we played was decent. It's unusual that we, you know, played against. Well, at our level, we tend to control possession, and you know, that's not been the case today. But other than, I mean, the three goals were mistakes. The first goal, the cross should have been stopped. Second goal and third goal are both goalkeeping errors. You know, so from that, other than that, they very rarely caused us any great deal of problems. But like you say, we had to be patient when we didn't have the ball to make sure that we didn't get dragged out of shape and cut open.
One thing we were saying in commentary is that there's going to be a few games this season where that might happen, where we're under the cosh a bit and they're controlling possession. Do you think from a defensive point of view, there's going to be lessons learned now about how to deal with that kind of thing?
Yeah, we've got to. Rochdale aren't going to play at our level. So although we may come against teams who are very good, we're not going to play against the team that's, you know, top end of League One.
Individual performance wise, in the first half we were under the cosh a bit, but Gilchrist managed to make two decent chances, the header and the 1-2 with Thompson, which the goalkeeper saved. Has Gilchrist done enough for you this the last two games to show that he's...
I think so. We'll have a chat with him and see what we can come up with, definitely.
And Pratt came on as well in the second half. Yeah, and with Dale Johnson there, it looked good.
Ali's shown really well. He's still a young boy, but showed that he's got a decent work ethic and got a good size and good physique. So it's something that we can work with.
And obviously, I'm not going to ask you about Kieran Glynn because I imagine you're getting a bit fed up of it. But he did well coming on in that half. But yeah. Yes,
again, happy to. For Kieran now to have signed, he's just signed a contract today, so we're buzzing for him, and buzzing for ourselves, because I'm really excited about working with the lad.
Now, pre-match, I did ask you about are there any other signings coming along the way, keeping your cards close to your chest, and you were basically looking at this match today and perhaps Trafford is.
I think there's some that we can look at. We need to have a chat with him. Some of the lads, Jake Williams, I think, has shown really well. Yeah. I think he deserves to be involved with us. Harry and Kasimba, again, both look as though they've got something to offer as young players. So again, that's something we can look at.
And what are you looking at for Trafford on Tuesday? Because obviously the next Saturday match is the league proper.
It's another game. I'm away, so Darren and Dave will be taking it. I'm going to Cardiff as part of me. Silver wedding anniversary celebrations.
We're going. Congratulations.
Me and Helen are going to have a couple of days down in Cardiff. So, it'll just be, again, along the lines of the first team squad and looking to build on it.
Well, Carl, thanks for today and cheers, enjoy the rest of your weekend.
Thanks a lot.
We should mention the Trafford match one more time. Shoreview, Pennybridge Lane, Urmston, M41 5DL. It's just at the back of Chatham Road if you're going by public transport, or 10-minute walk from Urmston or Flixton train station. 2nd of August, Tuesday night, 7:45 kickoff. Head down to Shoreview for that one. And then the season kicks off properly on Saturday. Chorley Victory Park. I believe the Shed End's got a roof on now.
It has, yes.
So there we go. It's back on now. No segregation in place. So 3 o'clock kickoff, Chorley away, Victory Park, Duke Street, PR7 3DU. But if you're going on public transport...
Don't go by train.
Do not go by train. Or if you are going by train, be prepared for a rail replacement from Bolton.
Yeah.
Bus replacement service is just the way.
So this has been FC Live, brought to you by ConstructiveCoding.com and the Armchair Armour. A big thank you to James. A big thank you to Stato Paul. That's it. Nothing else to say. We'll be back on Tuesday from 7:30 from South Manchester. The home of Paul from Trafford.
The home of Trafford.
Yeah, I hope there have been more than 19 people there, Paul. What do you reckon?
I think there'll be plenty more.
Have a lovely weekend, dear listener. We'll be back on Tuesday night. Good evening.
This is FCUM Radio, officially the most popular FC United radio station in the world.